Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. Coming to you live from the Mobile Kia Studios. I'm at my house. Randy's at his house. Brian Gebhardt's at his house. Wendy Adams back at the actual Kia Studios keeping us on air today. Coming up in about 25 minutes, Joe Patrick going to join the show. Braves and United reporter. Reacts to some of what Darren Eales said yesterday. Also just want to check in on Joe. You know, just wondering how he's doing.
Well, I mean, you know, he out there making cooking videos and everything. I mean, Joe living his best life, man. Hey. So I mean, but you know,
that video,
it's been a while since
funny.
We talked to him. It was pretty good, man. It was pretty good, and it looked like it was very like tasted good too.
Yeah, it looked. It looked pretty good. Like he made some noodles. You know,
he made some garlic noodles.
Like it looked pretty good, but I think he was having a little bit of fun with some of our coworkers who. We're making some five-star prepared meals at their houses on Friday, which all looked great, too, by the way. Everybody who participated in Dukes and Bell's barbecue cookout, whatever anybody was doing on Friday, everything looked fantastic. But Joe was like, yeah, then there's some of us who are broke, so here's the noodles that we're eating. Anyway, we'll talk to Joe Patrick coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll get to the Wendy Zone at 11:40 as well. Do want to give a quick shout-out to the niece of our good friend Chandra. Chandra is listening. Her niece Zoe is with her today, Randy. They're sharing an office. Today is day two of them sharing an office. So I wanted to give a shout out to Chandra and Zoe as they're listening.
I wonder how that's going, man. Sharing space like that when you home fine. I mean, Zoe, don't get on your IT nerves now. Right?
Yeah, just be a good office mate, because that's the thing. Yeah. Like you realize quickly after a couple days, like you are no longer family members; you're coworkers. Like you're sharing an office mate. And I found out last week. I told you guys I'm the annoying coworker. So
and she was gonna has that dynamic worked out yet? You between you and Ash?
Yeah, I just shut up and stay in the room. Like I just don't go. I don't. Yeah, I figure out what I have to do to be, you know, to be a more courteous coworker, and I just stay in here and I keep to myself. Because now the good news is she had some personal time off, so she's taking today and tomorrow, or no, yesterday and today, just off. So she's hanging out. We actually had a. I'm going to reveal a secret. She might not want me to know this, but we had a banana bread accident just a few minutes ago in the kitchen where Ashley's in there making banana bread, which is great. Smells delicious in here, but. The first loaf somehow slipped out of the pan, fell right into the sink that was filled with soapy water. Ooh. So the first loaf of banana bread completely ruined. We're 0-for-1.
It might not be that bad. It might not be that bad.
Well, you want soapy water banana bread? We'll save it for you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. If you're interested in that. No, but it's just a matter of finding out how you coexist. And there's a lot of people that are doing it. And I'll be honest with you. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I'm very, very thankful. And I think you've probably had the same experience that I like my wife. Because it's just constant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week hanging out. I'm very thankful that we're friends and we enjoy hanging out together because there's a lot of people right now that are going insane.
Yeah, we had no real issue outside of the one day, and that was basically, and I understood that one because, you know, we're missing vacation. We're my family. We're supposed to be on vacation right now. You know, we're supposed to be on the beach right now. So I understand that. And they're coming away from that right there. And then it was crazy because I changed dates and I took off Thursday and Friday of this week, but I'm like, I ain't going nowhere, so why not just keep those days too?
What's the point? Like, you only have so many days to take off in a year. What's the point of taking Thursday and Friday?
I was like, what's the point of me taking those days off? So, I mean, I can do this. I'm at home, so yeah. So, but everything's good. We're pretty much all not nobody's got no knots on their heads yet. You know, the kids ain't been fighting. I think that's the biggest thing with me is having the kids. You don't want them fighting each other because they get tired of each other real quick. So just go to your room. Somebody's not go down the basement. Just, you know, and it's crazy because there's no sports. I have not been in my basement yet.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought that was going to be where I would have to hide from them. But, I mean, ain't nobody really got them on nerves yet, so we go.
Yeah, that's great. Just manage it however you can, man. I know there's probably people listening right now saying, I wish that was my story, because I'll tell you what, my family has gotten on my nerves. I was reading a person I follow on Twitter. They live in an apartment, which obviously makes it more difficult. There's less space. You can't go outside. You don't have a yard, all of that. So folks that are in that situation, certainly, you know, empathizing with you. But this person, their neighbors are just fighting constantly. Like, this is going to be such a relationship tester for people, especially people that aren't married yet. Like, if you're living together and you're thinking about getting married, and you make it through this, you probably found the one. But there's going to be a lot of people that had that relationship test that proved that it wasn't right for you.
Oh, yeah. Or the people that stuck with their side chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like the chick that they really don't like, but she fine, but she ain't too bright. You know, like you can give her like 30 hours of your time, but now you stuck with her for a week because the airport shut down and you can't fly back out.
If you're one that operates with side chicks, which neither you or I are, obviously, we're not doing that, happily married and all that good stuff. But, like, how do you do that right now? Like, there's no – side chicks are quarantined, too.
I know, man. That's what I'm saying.
You're like, not getting out there and
– Yeah, I mean, that is the remember the advice I tried to give y'all a couple weeks ago about going on vacation with certain women or certain dudes. You got to be able to do certain things around them, and if you can't, if you're not comfortable, it's gonna be a miserable weekend or a week or whatever. You have got to go away with people that you can constantly be around, because you're gonna be around. Like, if you in, say for instance, you in a one bedroom loft with a side chick that you know she fine, but you know after probably about 4 or 5 days, you start thinking like she ain't really that damn fine. You know what I'm saying? you start doing that kind of stuff. She ain't that fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I call it Randy McMichael's rule number two. If you're gonna be with somebody for that long and you don't feel comfortable going number two with them around, then they're probably not the person for you.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just saying. You mean it's only so much the dump test, man. It's only so much hot water you can run before they eventually find out that you ain't showering.
They're gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go! Set!
NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour here on a Tuesday. Brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep warm. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision Furnace Tune-Up. Another way they make you smile. And let's start here with that number I was talking about. So another great little nugget in that Peter King article from yesterday. In March of 2019, somehow he got his hands on the numbers regarding the Atlanta Falcons app and their website and the amount of traffic that they had gotten and the amount of video content that had been consumed by Falcons fans. In March of 2019, the Falcons app did 80,964 views. Mm-hmm. In March of 2020, and this is through March 26th, so still with 5 days left in the month. This was from last week. The Falcons website had done 884,814 views. That's 11 times as much consumption of Falcons content on their app and their website. So as much as everyone is hurting and struggling right now, the people that are creating sports content, I mean, and hopefully us, I don't know if it's us or not, but I hope so, seem to be doing okay, because people, that's how hungry people are for sports right now. They're watching 11 times as much video on the Falcons website this year than they were last year.
That's what you're hungry for, man, because you don't know the outcome. Now, we know that football is king, and we know that, you know, here in Atlanta, you know, it's all about the Falcons. I mean, it's you know, we can talk about the records or whatever, but football is what it is, especially down in this area of the country. I mean,
absolutely,
it's like breathing, man, and we need that kind of oxygen. And so I'm surprised by that big a number, but as far as, you know, surprised by people, you know, going and looking at any kind of sports you can. I mean, I would like to see what it's like for the Braves or the Hawks or United. I mean, or the Bulldogs or that team over there where we work at. I can imagine what it's like because people just want to see something. It don't matter what it is; they want to see something from their favorite team.
Yeah, it also explains if you had any question in your mind, and I don't know why you would have this question, but if you were wondering to yourself, gosh, all the other sports are canceling stuff. I wonder why the NFL isn't moving its season back and canceling its off-season schedule. That's why. Because they are dominating right now. With nothing else happening, the NFL does well even when there is other stuff happening. When it's just the NFL and nothing else going on, obviously the NFL kills. But in this offseason where we're just, you know, anything, just give us anything. Anything we will take right now as sports fans, the NFL is obviously going to just crush. And that's just, I don't know, that number blew me away a little bit. The only bad news, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, how NFL on Fox decided to show Super Bowl 51 on Sunday. Right. ESPN is going back and showing Monday night football games. Last night was fun. It was Rams and Chiefs. And, you know, you got to see Todd Gurley. And Todd Gurley is now an Atlanta Falcon. And it was a great game, and it was really fun. You see what game they're showing next Monday?
No, what they got? What we got?
Falcons Saints 2006.
What was that? Oh, dude.
Yeah, block you.
I mean, bruh. That guy, I just remember I was sitting down with a lot of my teammates watching that game, man. And when Gleason, he broke through and blocked that punt. I know it's a sensitive subject, but I just talk about just how the city and how that building was, man. It was crazy, but I mean, it's a classic game. It's not a classic game because the Falcons got destroyed, but it has a classic moment in it.
Yeah, it does. It does. And obviously the context of it, if you're looking at it just from a big picture NFL standpoint, you get it. But if you're looking at it from a Falcons standpoint, which obviously we do, man, even in the times of no sports when they're replaying classic games, I guess it's just another reminder of, you know, how many classic games have gone the other way, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, eventually they're gonna show the Twins or the Blue Jays and the Braves or probably. You know, or something like, I mean, you know, they're gonna
seven,
just show
91,
that.
Yeah,
you know, they're gonna show it. Yeah.
I saw an Atlanta reporter. We were watching 11 Alive or something last night, and their reporters were all broadcasting from home. And one of the reporters had a setup in his room. He must be from Minnesota. He had like a little Kirby Puckett shrine. And I was like, come on, man. Read the room. Braves fans don't want to look at that. I know everybody has fond memories of Kirby Puckett and all that, rest in peace and everything. But, I mean, that guy crushed spirits back in 1991.
Tore my heart out.
Don't want to remember any of that. Come on, man. We're going to try to track down Maurice Jones-Drew at some point this week because Maurice Jones-Drew obviously works for NFL Network and is writing for NFL.com. He went through all of the running backs, all of the free agent running backs that are in new places and projected what their 2020 production is going to look like. Mm-hmm. Man, if Todd Gurley is anywhere near what Maurice Jones-Drew thinks he can be in 2020, then the Falcons are in great shape. Here's what MJD thinks that Todd Gurley is going to do. 280 touches, 1,200 rushing yards, 500 receiving yards, and 19 total touchdowns. Sign me up for that today. No questions asked.
They get that from Gurley, the Falcons will be in the Super Bowl.
Like, really, though?
yeah, really, though. They'll be in the bowl. If they can get that kind of production out of them, you know, and, you know, like I said, we're going to try and see if we can get Mojo on. But, damn, I hear you. Hey, Pimpin. If he can give you that right there, the Falcons will be in the Super Bowl. There's no doubt about that. Because you want this defense to be better. And Wendy wrote a great article about the whole Chase Young thing. Because Chase Young doesn't automatically make it an assumption that Falcons are going to the Super Bowl.
No.
But you get 19 touchdowns from Todd Gurley, that means Matt Ryan's cooking. I mean, this offense is cooking. Oh, they'll go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, 1,700 all-purpose yards for Todd Gurley next season would be, I mean, not, you know, you're never going to be back to 2017, 2018 Gurley, but that'd be pretty damn close. And I wonder, like, is Maurice Jones-Drew privy to information that we don't have, or does he just really like Todd Gurley and want to see him do well? Like,
I think he just loves Todd Gurley.
The other thing you have to keep in mind is there's a relationship with Dirk Cutter, too. When Mojo played for Cutter, he had three of the best years of his career as an offensive coordinator. So he's, I guess, thinking that that'll happen for Todd Gurley, too, and hopefully it does. But there is that part of it as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always partial things to think. I mean, I'm partial as hell to North Turner. I mean, you know, that's my man. I mean, I'm partial to Scott Linehan. I like the guy, even though he was not the best head coach. He was a really good offensive coordinator. So, I mean, yeah, you're always going to be partial to guys that you know and give them the benefit of the doubt. But, I mean, if Todd gets somewhere near there, dude, I mean, you might as well. Where's the Super Bowl at this year? Tampa?
Tampa.
I think it is in Tampa. Yeah. So,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it is in Tampa,
down,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll be heading down to Tampa on the Wade Ford bus. All right, all of us riding down there for do our shows from Radio
you
Row.
Sure? You sure about that?
Of course not.
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear Joe Theismann say some stuff about Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa? Sure, you do.
Not hard to pass on at all because you don't know. I mean, he's had shoulder issues, he's had hip issues, and the thing is, he's never had a chance to work out, so you don't really know what you're going to get. And you know, he's not a generational quarterback. Burrow's might be, okay? I think so, but Tua is not.
Burrow is who Theismann is talking about there, and Tua Tagovailoa. And again, the medical stuff I get. You can't see him work out. You can't evaluate him yourself. All of that is totally fair. And what's going on right now in the world makes things even more difficult for Tua, although he said, yesterday that he's been fully cleared for basically everything. So right. Tua is claiming that he's healthy and ready to go. Look, the opinion is fine. Say what you want to say about those two guys. I think it's challenging to say that one of those guys is a generational talent right now and the other one isn't, given what we've seen from both of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult thing because, I mean, Joe Burrow arguably had the greatest college football season ever. But are we sure he's the franchise guy? Are we sure? I mean, what about the year before? I mean, there's so many things that go. The biggest thing for me with Tua is the fact that he's been injured a lot. And you're not privy to what – the doctors are going on with his rehab and all those things. But, yeah, I just don't know. I mean, I think Joe Burrow will be the number one overall pick. But I'm not going to sit up here and say that he's the savior for the Bengals. I'm not going to sit up here and say he's going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. You don't know. Like, if I look at different prospect for prospect, I don't think he's a better prospect than Andrew Luck was.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that.
Absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? No, that Andrew Luck is a generational-type talent. I don't know if Joe Burrow's that yet. You saw that from Andrew Luck coming out of Stanford. Like, this is the next guy. This is that dude. You don't know the same thing with Joe Burrow.
Jason Lick, the general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, told an interesting story yesterday about Tom Brady and how he ended up in Tampa.
Rolled around and we were able to talk to Tom Brady. We had a great conversation, Bruce and I. We talked to him for over an hour and a half. And he made it clear in the conversation that he was very, very interested. It was almost like a recruitment on his part, telling us why it would make sense for him to come to Tampa Bay.
Can you imagine being Jason Licht in that meeting and being like, Tom, no, I agree. Keep selling yourself to us, though, as if we don't desperately want you. I mean, you are Tom Brady. That would have been a funny conversation to be able to actually hear.
That'd have been a great conversation. Hey, Todd, BA, it's Tom. Hey, I want to come.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I think that was pretty much the recruiting.
Right? Selling himself.
Yes. Selling himself.
You know, I was a 6-round draft pick, but I've overcome the odds. I don't know if you guys have seen what I've been doing the last 20 years, but I've got a pretty good track record. All right, that's the NFL No Huddle. We'll come back. Joe Patrick is going to join us. We'll check in on Joe live from quarantine. Find out if he's released any more cooking videos of late, and also get his take on what we heard from Darren Eales yesterday coming out of Atlanta United. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The world of sports has changed. And when it comes to Atlanta sports fans, no one keeps you up to date like we can. We're covering what matters here, locally in the world of sports. For continuing updates, keep it here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, coming to you live on a rainy Tuesday from the Mobile Kia Studios. I'm at my house. Randy's at his. Brian Gebhardt at his house as well. Wendy Adams has us live from the actual Kia Studios, keeping us on air today. 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone, in which Brian Gebhardt will actually play Wendy Adams because Wendy's back at the studio. And, well, the microphones don't work in the producer's room.
That's not really good, man.
Wouldn't it be a good time for the microphones to work in the producer's room?
Dude, you know it would be an absolute perfect time.
But, you know, whatever. It's all good. At least we're on the radio. So we'll
Hold on. Wendy can't do both?
I mean, we were talking about it during the break, and she could walk into the other room, but I don't know. What if something goes wrong?
If something goes wrong, I got to hear my Wendy.
All right, I'm down. I mean, look, anything to try to tamp down the ego of Brian Gebhardt. And I think having four segments in a day would be too much for Brian and his ego to handle. So I'm with you. Like, I'm all for having Wendy do the Wendy Zone. All right, cool. We called an audible, so we'll risk it. And Wendy will walk into the other studio coming up in 20 minutes and do the Wendy Zone. All right?
Thank you.
We got breaking news over here at my house, Randy. Are you ready for this?
Let me hear it. Lay it on me.
Loaf number two of the banana bread is ready.
Sweet.
I haven't tried it yet. I will. I'll report back and let you know how it tastes.
Yeah, make sure you, I love me some good homemade banana bread, boy.
Oh, do you? All right. Well,
yes,
maybe.
Sir.
I know we're talking. Oh, go ahead.
The snack list, Andy. How long you been eating like that?
For a while.
Really? Okay. Did you eat like that at Boston?
Yeah. I ate like that in Boston.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
I've been eating like this for about a decade now. I don't know. I got really kind of got fat in my mid-20s, and I was like, all right, let's reassess things. You know, get things together. Let's eat more raw almonds. Anyway, let's get to Joe Patrick, troublemaking Joe.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday hosts Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, probably also from quarantine, I would imagine, at his apartment, Joe Patrick. Joe, how are you?
Raw almonds. Get out of here with that. Come on. We gotta eat cheaper than that. Raw almonds can't do it anymore. I'm jealous of the banana bread though. That is like the ultimate comfort food.
All right, so I'm glad you started there because I thought the video that you put out, I think it was Friday night, where you were walking through what you were eating and how to make what you were eating was actually pretty funny. Now, I don't know whether or not that was a direct, and I assume it was, knowing you, a direct shot and response at some of the people on the afternoon show and their fancy gourmet grill setups that they had going. We'll listen back. We've got a clip of your cooking show via social media, and then we wanted to get into exactly how much trouble you were trying to start with this.
All right, listen, I know we all want to cook a steak during the pandemic, but not all of us can afford to do that. So let me show you the best meal you can have for like 50 cents. Olive oil heated with pepper and like medium low heat. You don't want that crap burning, so just keep it low. And then you want to boil some spaghetti in a pan of water. And don't do it in a big old pot like that thing. Just do it in a pan. So just put in however much spaghetti you want and just cook that. There you have it. Spaghetti, salt, pepper, and olive oil, and you've got an amazing dinner. If you have Parmesan cheese, add that too. I'm going to do that now, but I'm not going to put it on film because it takes two hands and it's too much work.
So who is that mostly directed at? Right. Like, who are you mostly angry at?
Listen. I had to stand up for the everyman and every woman who maybe can't get out to the grocery store. Maybe the grocery store doesn't have the meat selection available that Bo Morgan and the crew at Dukes and Bell are able to like select from their butcher. With I'm sure they could walk into some palatial butchery that has meat hanging from the rafters, and you know they can pick their artisan cuts that they want. Not everybody can do that, so I had to just share some tips for how to make like a 50-cent meal that is just as delicious. At least in my mind, I'm going to claim that it's just as good.
It looked good, Joe, and I didn't know if he had some garlic or something. I thought they were garlic noodles, because the best noodles I ever had were from garlic noodles from Crestaceans. Oh my goodness, it's just unbelievable. They're unbelievable. They looked a lot like Crestacean noodles, man. So I'm happy for you. We're not big pasta family, but I think I might try that after the show, Joe, and I'm gonna call it the Joe noodles. Yeah, Joe noodles.
That's right. I should. It's definitely not my creation. It's been an Italian staple for probably centuries. I think they've probably been eating that same exact thing. But I know our friend Willie P texted me right after I put that out, saying that his mom has been making him that meal for years as a kid growing up, and it's not bad. I'm not typically a pasta guy either, but the pandemic calls for you know, all kinds of different scenarios. So I'm just kind of audibling out until we can get back into a regular diet here.
Well, just leave it to Willie P to throw, well, my mom made it. Nobody don't, well, we care about Miss P because she's a sweet lady, but man, I might care about, you should have told, you should have hung up on him. Like, so?
Also, don't let Willie P fool you, because Will also posted over the weekend a bunch of cuts of meat that he has at his house. So he's going to that same right. palatial butcher shop that you're talking about that Dukes and Bell are shopping at. I'm with you. I'm glad you stood up for the everyman, Joe. Not everybody has that afternoon money and is able to just be out there gallivanting, eating $100 steaks while everybody's trying to save money in this pandemic. All right, so let's get to some sports here and talk a bit about the teams that you cover, even though there's not a ton to cover right now. What did you make of what Darren Eales had to say yesterday? I know he met with the media. There was a conference call. Had a lot of different things that he was talking about. What were your biggest takeaways from Darren Eales yesterday?
It was a very interesting conversation. Interesting not for really what was said, but almost to me it was interesting for what was not said or what couldn't be said, you know, because so many contingencies and things are just still up in the air. And I kind of felt bad for Darren because he couldn't answer them. You know, like there are questions that are out there that everybody has that don't have an answer right now. And he's not, you know, he's not in a position to be able to give those answers in terms of when the league might start up, what, you know, what they're even looking at in terms of what would give them the ability to get back in training and that kind of thing. There are just no answers for those things right now. So I kind of felt for him in that respect. And I know that, you know, some people were also asking, some reporters were asking about how the break is affecting the injury situation for the team. And he was kind of sounding sheepish, like he understood the gravity of the situation that was happening on the ground in terms of the public health crisis that's going on, and knowing that, you know, soccer is kind of secondary to all of those real world things. And I think he really just wanted to kind of be out there, be in the public, just to kind of answer questions and make sure Atlanta United was still, you know, that they had a presence in this community and within the sports community, which I did think was important. So I'm glad that he took the time, and I really appreciate him doing it. Mm-hmm.
When you look at what's going on with that, because I think everybody who's commenting that's in sports is kind of sounding the same way. They want to give you a date, but they can't be sure themselves. And right now, when you look at how much time they have had off, say, for instance, they do have to take a month or whatever. How long do you think it would be for them to have to, you know, train and get themselves in some kind of game shape? Because you can't just throw them back out there, can you?
Yeah, and that was something that he talked about in the call. He said that, you know, the way soccer works, everybody wants to get the games ramped up as soon as they possibly can once they are allowed to start training. So he said it would only be a matter of weeks, not months, before the team could actually begin playing games once the team came together for training. In fact, I think the biggest kind of holdup in terms of starting the games will be just sorting it out logistically. I think that the players would come back if the players could come back and train for like a week and then start playing games, I think they would do it. You would not see great quality soccer, but I think that there would be incentives for players, fans, teams, leagues, you know, all of that stuff aligns to play games, that they want to play games as soon as possible. So I think that is what you would see, but it's a matter of what does the schedule look like? You know, what are we playing games? What games are we going to be playing? Are we sticking to the schedule that we had and just replacing, just rescheduling the games that were missed? There are lots of those kinds of questions that still need to be answered, but we're just not in a position right now where you can even lay out a timetable yet.
One cool thing that 92.9 The Game is doing, I know everybody's missing sports, and Atlanta United fans are not different in that way. There's going to be some classic United games played on the radio station on the weekends. So I know it's not the same thing, but at least it'll be cool to hear Mike and Jason and hear the excitement and all that. So for Atlanta United fans that are really hurting and missing the game, which we all are, at least we'll have you taken care of in that way a little bit. Joe Patrick joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Joe, I was interested to get your take on this because I know the EPL has sort of floated this out there. Mark Cuban's been talking about it in other leagues. Like, the idea of isolating teams and leagues and athletes in some sort of like biodome society to be able to get these leagues going. Yeah. Like, I mean, are we really going to do this? Like, is this something that is actually a viable option possibly?
Right. This sounds like a half-baked idea that you get when you've had like too much to drink.
Right. Which is what everyone has over the last 3 weeks.
Right, exactly. It seems not very feasible to me because you have to think about, it's not just the players that you would need to keep quarantined away from their family and every other individual for a matter of, what, a month, 6 weeks, however long these competitions would take. You've got team personnel. You've got huge coaching staff. You've got so many people you'd have to take care of. You have to feed those people. You have to give those people places to stay and all these different things. It just seems kind of like it would be great if they could pull it off, but I just don't see how it's really feasible, especially in this environment. You're going to have contact from the outside, and if you have contact from the outside, then that means that you have a level of exposure to the virus. So as much as I would think it would be fascinating to watch, to see a soccer tournament or a basketball tournament,
it would be fascinating.
The best idea I've heard is the NBA staying in Las Vegas and just like all staying in the same hotel and just playing in the same gym in the ballroom or whatever. That's probably the best idea I've heard. And in basketball, you do probably have less personnel than a huge soccer team or something. So that could make sense. We'll see.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it.
Hey, Joe.
I have a suggestion for your next cooking video. Maybe make a quesadilla.
That's been a staple of my diet. It's on the schedule already. Thank you, Andy.
I think people need another Smokin' Joe Patrick cooking video. We appreciate it. We'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone coming up next. So don't go anywhere. The midday, and it is going to be the Wendy Zone as well. Wendy Adams joins us on the midday show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the radio.com app.
You don't need a radio to listen to the game. Just download our app and listen anywhere at any time.
With the powers vested in me, I pronounce you man and
gold! It's a gold! It's a gold! It's
okay,
a gold!
Almost anytime. Download the radio.com app now and take us with you from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
Everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. Is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. 20 minutes away from the most important audio in the world. We got a little bit of Jay Billis talking about the rule that the NCAA passed last night. We got some Darren Eels coming your way as well at the top of the noon hour. Still tons to get into. The Wendy Zone, every single day at 11:40, brought to you by Wellstar. Hey, there she is. More than healthcare.
Hey, Wendy.
It's People Care. How are you, Wendy?
I'm doing well, guys. It's one of my favorite days. Or it's going to be one of my favorite days. You want to know why? Because snacks.
Oh, the snack bracket.
The snack bracket's real.
Okay.
And I honestly, here, I'm just going to say this first before we even go over the snacks. This is really me and Brian's competition.
Yeah,
because
it is.
Looking at the other list, I mean.
Well, I know one thing. I'm gonna be Andy with what's on his list. But yeah, Wendy, you got more of the name brands. Like you got the Quick Trip. You got the Quick Trip snacks.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? You got the racetrack stuff you could buy there. My snacks come from the place where you don't use your credit card at the thing, all right?
Cash only.
You know, yeah, you go cash only on it. You know what I'm saying? Those are the gas stations I go to and get my snacks. So, of course, people are going to be more partial to Wendy. And okay, she's a girl.
Let me just
she always wins.
Hey, come on
you think,
now.
Think that's why Wendy wins, Randy? That's
no.
that's a low blow.
No,
that
why,
is a low blow.
Everybody loves Wendy, man. They don't like me. They don't like you. They can't stand Brian, but they love them some Wendy.
Yeah, and they're right about all of that. Like, they're 100% correct about all those opinions. I just want to say this, first and foremost, before we get into this and, you know, I get dragged through the mud again.
Yeah, oof, yeah.
I totally agree and understand that the snacks that you guys eat are going to be more popular with the general listener base that we have. And that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
These are just snacks that I like, and I'm going to continue to eat them. If people don't vote for them, I could not care less. Just so that's
are
on the record.
Are you sure, Andy?
Don't care.
If someone disses your snack on Twitter, are you going to tweet them back and be
what
do you mean by that? What do you mean you don't like my green apple Granny Smith choice at number four?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on how they say it. You know what I mean? Like last week when the guy said, you seem like a podcast guy, I needed to get to the bottom of what it means to seem like a podcast guy.
Okay.
And it turns out he meant it as a compliment. So if somebody's like, oh yeah, you seem like somebody who would like plantain chips. And I'm like, all right, what do you mean by that? And then they'll explain, and then I'll take that information the way that I take it at the time. You know, there's really no telling. I'm a loose cannon when it comes to stuff like that.
Do we each want to start with our number one overall seeds and then go through the list that way? Or should we go individually where everybody gives their list of 1 through 8 and I can read off Brian's?
Let's go full list.
Full list. All right. Andy, do you want to give your 1 through 8?
Yeah, I'll go first. I got nothing to hide. I'm proud of this list. You guys ready?
Oh, give it to us.
Number one seed is raw almonds. That's my number one seed. Number two seed is coconut chips. My number three seed I do think actually has a chance, even though I don't care
I agree
if
with
people
you.
Like
this
it or
one,
not.
This one's pretty good.
But I do think my number three seed will be popular. Jack Link's beef jerky. I love beef jerky. Number four seed is just the apple that they not green apple flavored anything, just literally a green
Come
apple.
Come on, Andy, an
you
apple?
Can get that at any gas station. And apples are delicious. Apple a day keeps the doctor away. Number five is a mango naked juice. I also like the green machine, but I'm going to go with mango because it's better. Number six is dried apple chips. So if you're tired of just having a regular apple, we'll have some dried apple chips. It's a nice alternative. Number seven is the dark chocolate and cherry Kind bar. It's like the granola bars that come in the little clear packets. They're called Kind bars.
That
very good.
That's pretty good.
And then number eight is, they're all good. And then number eight is plantain chips. Plantain chips, also delicious. So those are my top eight.
Damn, dude.
The disappointment.
Brian said you got an NIT bracket. Your list for the NIT bracket.
That's great. No. Brian's got an NIT microphone because I can't hear him right now. So that's fine.
Okay, well, mine are number one, Golden Flake hot chips.
But, Randy, you changed your number one from yesterday. I'm just going to call you out.
You sure?
Tom's salt and vinegar chips was your number one yesterday.
I don't know why I thought. You know what? It might have been. I was just getting irritated with Brian last night texting, hey, man, I need your list. Hey, man, I need your list. Dude, I'm doing something right now, okay? All right,
those hot chips though are legit.
Yeah, the Golden Flake hot chips, the Grandma peanut butter cookies.
Ooh, that's good.
Gas station pickles, Golden Flake skins.
Gas station pickles.
Tom's salt and vinegar chips.
The unbranded gas station pickle.
Sunflower seeds. Uh-huh. Kit Kat, and then Turkey Creek skins.
Rainey, I do think you have a shot with the sunflower seeds and the gas station pickle and the hot chip. I think
the sunflower seeds as a six seed, that's a good six seed.
It's a very good six seed.
Yeah. I forgot. What's the sunflower seed flavor though? What's the go-to flavor?
I like the dill pickle one. I also like the
Me
ranch.
Too.
The ranch hat, because I'm matter of fact, if y'all didn't hear me earlier, I was choking a little bit because I was chewing on some dill pepper sunflower seeds, and one of them like fell down the wrong pipe.
Oh, good. I was wondering.
So I had to go hack it up.
I thought you were having a little bit of symptoms.
No, dude.
Good.
No, dude.
I'm glad you're okay.
Glad you're just choking on sunflower seeds during the show.
The stuff you could do at home.
Oh, yep. Boy.
Exactly.
All right, let's go through Brian's snacks. Brian's number one seed is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That's a good one.
Number two, Ruffles Sour Cream and Cheddar. His three seed, Sour Patch Kids.
Solid.
I'm not a fan.
Ashley loves Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're different. Number four, the sea salt and crabbed pepper Cape Cod chips. Now, that
Ooh,
one that one as a fourth
good.
Seed is very
that's, very good.
I think it's going to be a winner. I know the four and five are going against each other. At number five, he has a Lifesaver gummies.
Huh.
Number six, Cheetos. That's a sneaky good six seed that could have potential to make a final four. Seven, Milky Way. Number eight, pizza
Milky Way
combos.
Huh. Another solid one, the combos.
Those are some,
the pizza-flavored one, though?
Unexpected.
It's solid. That's solid.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to turn down a pizza-flavored combo, but I would never buy it. Like, if somebody had it in the car on a road trip, be like, all right, cool. That sounds pretty good. But the one that really surprised me was the gummy Lifesavers.
I know.
That's what toddlers eat. And again, I'm not going to sit here and cast aspersions. My list sucks. I understand that.
Yeah.
But that's a weird one there. That's all I'm saying.
I would have went Haribo gummy bears if I would have put a gummy in my list, but I didn't put any gummy treats or snacks in my list. But I'll go through the winning list if you guys would like to hear. My number one seed, the Cool Ranch Doritos. Mm. Number two, Cheez-Its. My three seed, going with the Lay's sour cream and onion chips. Number four, Goldfish. That's going to be going up against the 5G, the 5C, don't count out the OG original Ruffles. Number six.
Solid.
The Slim Jims.
Ooh.
Solid.
So good. Number seven, Chex Mix. And number Ooh. Eight, this has potential because I got a lot of feedback yesterday from people. Swiss Rolls is my eighth seed.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like I said, racetrack, the Quick Trip, the real Exxon station, not just, you know, Charlie's Gas, and then it has an Exxon sign. You know, the real one. Well, you know, I mean, and I'm not mad at it. That's a solid list. No, I like everything on it, except for Chex Mix.
Wendy's the list is comprised of, like, blue blood programs. Like,
yes.
And everyone, when the bracket comes out, tries to be all smart and like, look down their nose at you if you pick the blue blood teams. But then the right. Final Four comes around, and it's Duke, and it's North Carolina, and it's Villanova, and it's Michigan State. And Wendy's the one standing there laughing because she's winning.
Yeah, like, I don't do Chex Mix. Because the only thing I eat out of Chex Mix is the brown one, the sourdough joint. That's the only bagel chip. Yeah, that's the... No, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a little piece... It's a little bagel chip, I think.
The hard one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing I eat out of Chex Mix. The rest of you can have it.
By the way, the banana bread, very good.
Oh, I bet it is.
Very, very good. She did a very nice job. The outside, perfectly crispy, nice and warm and soft on the inside. Exactly what you want from banana bread and other things. We'll come back.
I think it's solid. It's solid. Don't forget that, you know, that our Wendy's Zone is brought to you by Wellstar.
It's more than healthcare, Randy. It's people care. We'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world. Thank you, Wendy. The most important audio
in the
world at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. I'm glad she didn't say thank you. That means she's back in the studio and she could take us to break. We'll be right back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.